Hi, I'm Alexis.
And I'm Katie.
And welcome to Controlled Chaos, where we will bring you into the world of the Las Vegas hospitality industry. Thank you for spending some time with us today, and let the chaos begin.
What's up, everyone?
What's up, and welcome back. Alexis, how are you?
How am I?
Well, we got through October.
We did.
Which was hell.
Literal hell. Nevada... Well, Las Vegas is booming. It's popping off. We are so busy.
Tell us a little bit about your October. Good, bad. What was your favorite event? Least favorite event? How many hours did you work?
I don't even know how many hours I
worked. How many hours are there in a month?
Right, because more than that. I worked more than the amount of hours there are in a month.
Double.
Okay, favorite event was... I called my first show. I think I mentioned that in a previous episode.
Yeah.
I called my first show. That was probably my favorite event because of that.
Love.
And that was a lot of fun. Challenge was having, funny, same day, two events in one day. Like,
Did you clone yourself?
I would have loved to. It's actually in the making. The clone, you know, hasn't come out yet, but we are in the process.
You can't talk about AI yet.
You're right.
That's not, like, disclosure. We have to, our FBI agents are like, shut up. Shh. Top secret. Sorry, Joe.
Sorry.
Erase that. Rewind.
It's a lot. I worked a lot. It was good. We got through it.
We got through it.
Survived. I only had, like, one slight mental breakdown, which I feel like is a very good perk.
That's really good.
Like, I was stressed a lot, which is fine. Fine with being stressed. But, like, one of those, like, where you're laughing. Like, everything is going wrong, so you just laugh. I got to that point.
Okay.
I didn't even cry. I was just laughing.
Psychotic.
I did think that to myself when I was sitting in my office and I was looking at all my emails and... everything that had to be done, and then I was just laughing, and I was like...
So did you dress up like a clown for Halloween? What did you dress up as?
I was Jason for Halloween from Friday the 13th.
That's very fitting, considering your mental breakdown where you just laughed.
I know. What about you? Tell me about your October. Who were you for Halloween?
For Halloween, I was the mask, but I was the one that was like the salsa man. Like, my name is Cuba Pete. The king of the rumba beat.
And she had lots of tequila.
Yes. And then I was very hungover. Because your girl's getting old. Event-wise, went really well. Because we're in Las Vegas, it was still like 100-something degrees outside.
Hot.
So I got a wee bit of heat exhaustion.
No, you didn't.
I don't think I told you this yet.
No, you didn't. Are you not drinking water?
So we have this lovely week here in Vegas called IMEX Week, a.k.a. Hell Week. And I had like four events going on at the same time during that week. And one of them was a big outdoor event. It was wonderful. The theme was university. Great time. But it was an all outdoor event and it was like 104 degrees that day.
In October.
Lovely. And I thought I was drinking enough water. I don't think I was. And I think I probably should have not been drinking water. I think I should have been drinking electrolytes, which I was not. And by like, I started on site that morning at like 7 a.m. By like 8 p.m., I was white as a ghost. I was very nauseous and I looked unwell. I was staying on site at the Delano with a colleague of mine, and
is it Delano?
It's the Delano. Is it not?
It's not Delano. I don't know.
I've always called it the Delano.
I've always called it the Delano.
Well, now it's the W. so it doesn't even matter.
Great.
But I was staying on site at the Delano, whatever. But I was at the Virgin Hotel. And one of my staff comes up to me. She's like, "You do not look well." I said, "I do not feel well." And I went inside, which probably was the wrong move because then I went in straight into air conditioning. And I ended up driving back to the hotel at the Delano, whatever. Went up to the room. I had a pounding headache. Was throwing up among other things. I was not feeling well. at all. My colleague goes, "You don't look okay." I said, "I might pass out. Like, probably shouldn't." I said, "But if I do, I'm fine. Don't call 911. I'll be fine." Woke up that night, like, sweating, not okay. That was also the night the Tropicana was being imploded. So I thought I was having, like, a fever dream. I was watching this building with, like, fireworks, drones.
Yep.
I have a video. And in my commentary of this video, I was just like, this isn't real. Like, this isn't. Midway, like, throwing up of this video because it was, like, an 8 to 10 minute show. And then I, like, couldn't. I was not okay for a while there. And then, like, the next week I passed out at work.
No, you didn't.
I did. Because our office treated us to massages. This is so embarrassing.
We keep it real on the pod, guys. We keep it real.
I don't think I fully recovered because I literally went into, like, I just worked, like, so many crazy hours and I just never really took care of myself. Crazy. I don't recommend. And so my office treated us all to massages. And so this lady was giving me a massage, like, you know, in those chairs. And I got up and I was all tingly and I look at her and I go, "I'm good, thank you." And I start walking away and I make eye contact with my colleague, Jess, who's one of my best friends. And I go, "Jessica, I'm going to pass out." And she goes, "Oh, no." And I clunk over so quick, clunk. I was down.
Did she catch you?
No, I fell. Like, full on fell.
Oh, my God.
They almost called 911. I woke up, like, I came to consciousness, like, really quickly. I was really embarrassed. And I was fine. They made me drink, like, a ton of electrolytes. I was fine. But I was just, like, really embarrassed. And then I was like, well. But my events were great.
And you didn't pass out in front of a client.
I didn't pass out in front of a client, but I was very ghosty for a little bit. Very spooky. Ooh. Really in the mood for very festive for Halloween. And then I texted my two best friends and they were like, "Definitely file with, like, FMLA or something." I was like, "That's crazy.
Just take time off.
Just take some time off. It's fine. It's not October and busy season." But yeah, so that was a little crazy, but that was, yeah, when you asked me, like, how is everything, I blocked that out.
Katie and I hadn't seen each other for a while, and I beat her to her house, and she's like, "Just make yourself at home, go in." And then she gets home, I'm like, "Okay, I'm telling her everything that's new about me." And I'm like, "What's new with you?" She's like, "I'm getting a dog."
That's it.
That's it. Nothing else. And she leaves out the whole story of when she passes out.
Yeah, but I'll show you the video after. Because my friend Amber, because we shared a room, we had, like, this huge suite and we had a perfect view of the Tropicana imploding. Awesome. And so Amber was recording it. And my commentary in the background was, like, so funny because she goes, "Oh, hi, you're up. Like, how are you feeling?" And I'm like, "I don't know." I don't know how I'm feeling. Because I was like, I really thought I was having a fever dream and I've never seen a building imploded. So, like, that was actually really cool, but I also, like, I was dead. Like, I was not okay. So, but yeah. Other than that, raving reviews from my clients.
Amazing. We love that.
Did I look like a ghost and was I unwell? Yes. But I was just really stressed too because it was like a $500,000 event that I put on in, like, less than a week turnaround time, and it was just kind of crazy. And then IMEX in itself is just a really high pressure week with all our leadership in town and whatnot. So, but overall, great event, great. And I loved my client. Raving reviews for my client. So it was great.
October was
a little challenging.
Yeah. It was definitely the busiest October.
Busy.
That we've had.
Busy. But yeah.
We survived.
And now we're in November.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. And it's finally cold, but I don't really necessarily not feeling the vibe of the cold.
No, me neither. I like the hot. I like the summer.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like what we were just saying. Like, if we look outside right now, it's pitch black and it's 8 o'clock p.m. 8 o'clock, but
it's 8 o'clock p.m.
p.m. 8 o'clock p.m.
But it looks like, I don't know why 8 o'clock p.m. sounded wrong, even though that it's correct.
p.m.
But it looks like 2 a.m.
It does look like 2 a.m.
It's fine.
And yeah, so, but okay, so rolling into our topic of the week, we're going to talk about challenges since we just had a challenging
October.
Alexis, what are your thoughts about, well, let me rule, kind of narrow this down. Okay, we're going to talk about like some overall like client challenges that we're facing. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about like internal challenges that we're facing. Maybe some personal challenges. I feel like that would be a little fun. And then some like, I don't know, like vendor challenges or like any other like little nuances that we're like facing. So like first we'll do client challenges. Okay. What are some of like the top three like biggest client challenges you're finding right now?
Kind of a little bit of what we were talking about earlier is last minute Larry's.
I like that. Last minute Larry's. I'm stealing that.
Do it. Steal it.
I'm stealing that from you.
I don't know who I stole from.
Last minute Larry's.
Everyone is doing things last minute, and it's literally crazy.
What? And I wonder why.
I don't know. And I would say communication within people's team, like within the client's team. People aren't really, like, they're not, they don't have the same goal. And I think that they need to figure that out before they want to plan something.
I get that.
At least that's what it's been a lot of ours. Like, and especially having to go back to committees and having to do all this stuff. Like, there's too many hands in the basket. Like, you need...
too many chefs in the kitchen.
Yes, that's what I meant to say. I don't...
I understood what you were trying to mean. And when you said it, like, my envision was, like, all the people trying to grab an egg.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Literally.
I don't know why that was, like, my... it's weird. I'm weird. Go on. Okay.
And then I would say, like, keeping their attention.
Okay. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
But I get that. People are kind of like, that was only two.
No, it wasn't. Last minute.
Last minute Larry's.
Internal communication.
Oh. Yeah. And then attention. Chefs in the kitchen. Chefs in the kitchen.
We're eating sploof right now.
Okay, can I tell them about Sploof?
Tell them about the Sploof.
Okay, I'm not sharing the recipe because it's not mine. But Sploof is this wonderful, like, dip that I make around Halloween time, or I guess Thanksgiving time, that I was introduced to by my best friend. And it's, like, just envision a pumpkin pie and all the best parts. And I'm so sorry that you don't get to have any because it's amazing.
And it actually Sploof. Is. It's pretty
it's
good.
So good. It's so good.
Yeah. What about you? What are some client challenges that you've seen?
I think last minute Larry's are for sure last minute Larry's. I also think like people don't know like their direction. I don't know why they're so indecisive. Like we give them, like they come to me and they're like, we want to do Neon Jungle. Great. That's a fun theme. That looks great. And then they're like, let's do Neon Jungle. And then we're put all this amazing things together for Neon Jungle. And then they see everything. We're starting to figure out some stuff, get some decisions. They start to sign off on things. And then all of a sudden, they're like, no, you know what? Let's do circus. Whoa. Neon Jungle and circus are very different. Like, So I think that's what, like, they're very indecisive right now. And, like, and maybe that's kind of, like, the internal communication. Like, and I just don't know what that, like, looks like yet. So that's a little tough. And then I think it's, like, the budget is a little tough because I feel where like we'll be very transparent and then they'll be like, this looks awesome, and then they are all of a sudden pulling back because then they're like, all of a sudden it's like, nope, too expensive, where can we save money? And I'm like, you knew all of these costs up front, like we're very transparent in our costing. And so all of a sudden they're like, nope, never mind, I don't like this anymore, we have to pull back here, I'm like, okay, this is confusing because you signed off on this but now we're asking me to pull back. So and then I feel bad because I'm the middleman, so now we're like going back to our vendors saying like, oh, by the way, sorry, where can we pull back on this or what have you. So I that's kind of where it's hard. And like, and it's also just timely with all those proposal revisions. Yeah. So that's a big challenge for us right now. But yeah. Okay. Second challenge. I'm going to go with like vendor challenges or like staffing type challenges. What are your like? I guess those are those two different challenges. I guess like.
Yeah, we can mix them.
Yeah, we can mix them. Because I feel like internal challenges are more.
Yeah.
I guess those are kind of like vendor. But yeah, like what are some internal challenges you're having?
Nobody wants to work.
Okay.
Preach.
It is.
Like Kim Kardashian said, just get up and work.
No one wants to work, and it's hard to find good work.
Preach.
We've even raised our, like, labor price, like, costs to try and get, like, you know, more help. But people just really don't want to work. Sometimes it's really hard to get a hold of certain vendors recently. I don't know if it's because, like, people are busy and overwhelmed. But some people are taking a really long time to respond.
Like your staff or,
no,
like,
just vendor-wise. Vendor-wise, especially working with some vendors in San Francisco, a lot of them are taking a really, like, I followed up with one of our vendors in San Francisco 4 times, and I still haven't gotten a response.
You know,
I'm calling
what?
Her tomorrow. She doesn't answer.
I'm getting that with, like, venues.
Oh.
And, like, hoteliers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
It's wild.
Yeah.
I'm getting,
and, like, it's hard to get things.
Yes. Like, I don't really understand why.
I don't understand.
Like, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
We're having very similar issues, like, with our staffing. A lot of my really good staff is getting a little bit older. And so it's harder to find younger staff that are willing to work or at least learn or have that mental, like, open mind. I'm also really struggling with, I don't want to say green because they know what they're doing, but it's just the responsiveness is very slow. And then I feel like in the hotelier space, I am really struggling with a lot of the red tape. It's like, oh, I need to get approval for this. Or, oh, I need to get approval for this. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you need approval for? It's like asking me, like, I'm asking to bring something that's very normal in, like a stilt walker.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many stilt walkers I've had in these casinos? Like, so many. Why are we now getting approval? Like,
yes.
This is
and
weird.
And their rules are changing. I have the same
like,
thing.
Like, policies are changing. And I'm not, like,
and they're
but
like, actually,
nothing.
Can't bring this in now.
Yeah, but I'm like, we did it like 2 weeks ago. Why is it changing now? So I don't know if like leadership is changing. I don't know what's happening. But there seems to be a big disconnect between, and maybe newer people are coming on board and they're playing more by like the very strict policies and procedures. I don't know what's happening, but it seems very difficult to communicate with these people.
I'd agree.
So that's been challenging. And then, yes, staffing has always been challenging. And people just want, like, this ridiculous amount of money for, like, not that hard of jobs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this doesn't take a lot of skill. Like,
right.
I'm asking you to hold a sign at an airport.
Right.
And you want $35 an hour for that?
Right.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Wild. And I think what's also hurting us in a way is that, like, competitors are paying this. But then, like, it's like a price matching thing. Yep. Like, because our competitor is paying $35 an hour, now we have to match and pay $35 an hour. But then our competitor is going to raise the rate for $36 an hour. But we're all hurting each other because they're all trying to, like, one-up each other. And I'm like, what if we all just went back down? Because it's, like, that price-matching thing. Like, here in Vegas is a very interesting market because there's so much competition. And there's no really reason or rhyme of our prices. It's just like, oh, well, the Wynn is charging this, so we can charge like this. Like, well, why? There's no reason, like, to be charging that. So that's been tough.
Yeah, for sure.
Very tough.
Lots of challenges.
Always challenging.
How do you handle challenges?
Oof. I don't. I'm kidding.
Right? I cry. Like I said, I have a mental breakdown, and sometimes I just laugh.
You just laugh. I think it depends on the type of challenge it is.
Yeah.
I think I like to approach every challenge a little bit differently. Like, if it's a client-facing challenge, I always try to come to them with at least like different solutions. Internal challenges, like the staffing one, for example, I'm so crazy where like I did this the other day. I'm always like, we have a, in our business, we have a thing called field staff. So those are my staff that are going to be at, like, the airport. Those are my staff that are going to be on site for me for long hours and what have you. And so, at the end of the day, those staff, I really am looking for customer service. Like, that's what I'm really looking for. Everything else that I do is very trainable. So, if I'm at, like, a grocery store, this is where I'm so creepy. Or I am, like, or, like, I was at, like, the drive-in the other day. Like, a drive-thru. Yeah. Like, a little, like, fast food drive-thru. And this, like, young girl, probably 15, was, like, so kind. And I was like, I want to hire you. And I give her my business card. Like a little creep. Like that's weird. Like I'm weird. Or like when I'm at the airport and I see other people working for different companies and I think they are good, or I hear from my staff, I'm like, oh, is that good person good? I'll go up to them and be like, hi, I'm Katie. And because I'm kind of little and weird, like I think they think it's endearing. Right. But like I'm getting to an age where I'm a little bit older and like when I approach these people that are like 15 years old at the grocery store,
you're like, hey, do you want to come work for me?
Do you want to come work for me? And I give them this card. And when I say I work for a DMC, no one knows what that is. It's weird.
Do you want to come meet my new dog?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to start saying soon. And I'm like almost 30, so that's weird. But that's what I do.
One of my favorite things about Katie is she will go up and talk to anyone, like no care in the world.
When we, oh my gosh, we didn't even talk about Dina's 21st birthday.
Oh my God. Oh no, when, what did I do?
When, no, I you're forgot. Just hilarious.
I like, forgot I did that. I forgot about that whole weekend in
that
October.
That whole weekend in, yeah,
on top of our busy
yeah
month in October. It was Katie's sister's 21st birthday, and yeah, she invited us all, so we all went because we have to support. And she hired fake paparazzi. Mind you.
This is a 10 out of 10 recommendation for any party.
Would recommend. But
make sure everyone has to dress up.
You have to dress up.
Like bodyguards, except the person of honor.
Exactly. And make sure you call the hotels first to make sure it's okay.
I just say do it. Unless if you work in the event industry and you're going to get fired because it's your company. But exactly. Like if you don't, just do it.
Just do it. If it's just like your friends doing it, yeah, just do it. Just do it. But it was hilarious.
It was so good.
And everyone was staring because everyone's an influencer now. So everyone probably thought like this girl is an influencer. And Katie was like the best bodyguard I've ever seen in my entire life.
I really like to get into character. Yeah. Let's just say that.
She did.
But what, who was I talking to? A stranger?
You're just anyone that you like.
Oh, was it the bartender? Was it the bartender that I did? I did do that.
So we were at the Chandelier Bar. Mm-hmm. And Katie just says the darndest things.
I mean.
And
I just like to act.
She is pretending with her earpiece that she is checking the space out. And
I had to clear the space.
She had to clear the space. She's walking around. She's scooping the table to make sure nothing's on there.
I was checking for bombs.
And I forget. She looked the bartender directly in the eye. And it's like, oh, I'm just their bodyguard. Just water for me. I'm not drinking.
I was working. How could I drink when I was on the clock protecting your life, Alexis? That's crazy.
She's the best bodyguard ever, but it was hilarious. Correct.
And then the bodyguard goes, oh, yeah, you look pretty legit. And I looked right at his name tag, got his name. I said, you know what, Brian? I am. I said, have you ever heard about the beehive?
And then she sips her espresso martini.
And then I said, I just take care of the hive. And then I continue to drink my espresso martini.
I just aspire to be as comfortable and confident as you are anywhere we go. I'm really trying to be more of myself and just not care what anyone else thinks. But I really aspire to just... It.
But then you guys went to go take your Mexican candy shot, and I, like...
We did.
I, like, made sure the area was clear for that.
She did. She made sure that no one drugged us.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. I had to quality check the drinks for you guys.
Moral of the story, but do fake paparazzi.
I adore you guys. Yeah, I do the darnest things. But, yes, I think part of me, maybe it's, like, the tism. I don't know. But, like... maybe that part of my brain is off because I just approach people. Like, that's not common.
No.
Especially kids.
Not that 15-year-old drive-thru worker.
And I, like, hand them my business card. Like, email me if you're interested in working for me. Creepy.
A little.
Like, how do you recruit talent? Not like that. Not like that. Let me tell you. You know how many people have emailed me that way? Zero. Do I still do it? Yes.
You're going to get one and you're like, you're hired.
Hired. Love it. Like, how is that a challenge? I don't know, but that's what I do. That's what I, that's a solution.
That's you overcoming a challenge.
Correct.
Because maybe if I did that, I'd have more help.
Shoot. I don't know.
I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This is our loopy episode. It's going to jump around, but.
Yeah, here we are.
Now what?
Internal challenges. Or no, personal challenges, because we talked a little bit about internal.
Personal.
Like, not work. Or you could do, let's do one work-related and one non-work-related. Because, you know, the listeners want to get to know us.
Yeah.
Okay, work-related first.
Work-related. I'm still working on work-life balance.
Aren't we all?
I know.
I just passed out at work. And not, like, fell asleep. Fainted.
I would say probably that, just because I feel like I'm a lot better at it. Like, when I go on a vacation,
yes,
I just am focused on where I am. But it's, I mean, it's hard, right? We were talking about this earlier. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Especially in Q4. Like, it's busy. Sorry, sleep later.
But at least try to get 8 hours.
I have no sympathy. What is eight hours of sleep? I don't know. I run off of like 4 to 5.
Oh my God, really? I try to get at least 6 to 7. Yeah, it's lovely. On the weekends, 10 to 12.
On the weekends, for sure, when I'm not working.
Yes.
I get in more sleep.
Yeah. On the weekends, we don't work, but yes. Yeah, okay.
What's your work life?
Work.
I mean, work.
Work. Exactly. Correct.
Is it hot in your house? I'm sweating.
You just said it was cold. A while ago. But yeah, I could turn it off. Okay, my work one right now, I would have to say probably very similar. Like, I think I still struggle with work-life balance. And, like, I get so mad that, like, I neglect my health and my wellness for a company that could, like, fire me tomorrow.
Literally.
Like, that's, like, it irks me. And I'm like, why do I do that? Like, why do I wake up and work 10 to 15 hours a day for a company that can literally, like, be like, bye, like, tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, like, I still need to work on that. And also, when I'm building my own company, I'm like, why am I willing to work this hard in a company but not also willing to work this hard for myself? So that I'm still struggling with a little bit. And, like, the boundaries there. Like, I feel so mad when I, like, work that hard. But then, like, I don't give my best self to my friends or my family or what have you. So... and then my personal challenge you're going through right now.
Personal, kind of, I've been trying to say yes more and do more things for me.
Okay.
Because I feel like I need to say yes more, and I need to put myself out there more. And
I love
try
that.
New things. I've been on, like...
Talk to the bartenders.
Like, I have been trying to be more confident. I think it more so goes, like, the confidence of myself. It doesn't matter. Like, the people that I see... I can't even English right now. But...
It's been an October.
It has.
Yeah.
But, like, when I'm out, no one's going to know who I am. No one's going to remember who I am. Like, as I need to just... let it go. Like, I get so in my head about, oh my God, what if this person looks at me, or what is this person? Why do I care? That's why I told you I aspire to be like you.
Oh my God. I still get those insecurities.
I just want to have so much confidence. I think that's, like, the biggest thing I'm trying to do. And, like,
I love that you see me that way. I wish you could see, like, how I see you. Because I feel like I see you that way. Like, I don't, like, oh my God. Okay. We're going to have, like, a love fest after this.
We are.
I love this.
And yeah, and just saying yes more, try new things.
I love
this. It doesn't matter if I'm tired, go out and do it.
Just
go have fun. And if I don't want to do something, being okay with saying no. Like,
yes.
You don't have to say yes to everything.
Correct.
Like, no, I don't want to do that. Or anything.
I love.
And so, yeah, those are my main challenges.
I love that.
I'm trying to overcome.
My fitness.
Okay.
Yeah, I was so good at my fitness a while back. And then I had a little bit of an injury, and it really took me some steps back. And so, like, I'm trying to overcome that again, because I just feel like it's a huge mental, like, thing for me right now. So And then same with, like, I love that you say, you think I'm so confident, because I still have all those, like, same insecurities. And one of my biggest insecurities is my body. And so, yeah, I think, and not even just, like, not even looking a certain way. When I work out, I feel so much more confident in my body. My body doesn't even have to change. I just feel more confident in myself because I can, like, get up and run a mile, or I can, like, feel more comfortable in my clothes. So I think that's one of my biggest challenges, is getting back into that routine and, like, back into that mindset. Because I feel like once you stop, it's hard to get back into it. And like, what we said, like, working so much, like, I'm putting work over my fitness, and I'm putting all these other priorities in front of my fitness. So it's a big challenge for me right now. And so, yeah, fitness and confidence in my body again. Because as women, I feel like that's always... I mean, I think men have it, too. I don't want to diss on men. But I think women, it's always a thing.
It's shown in our faces 24-7.
24-7. You're too fat. You're too skinny. Yep. You're too this. You're too that. Like, you can't fucking win. Oops. Can't bleep. Sorry, you can't bleep.
You can't bleeping win.
So, yeah, that's always been a challenge. So, yeah, that sucks. But, yeah. Okay, so, on a positive note, we're going to... quote of the day, or like, what is a quote that's resonating with you today? Because I haven't found one.
Good thing I have.
Okay. Oh, actually, I have one that's actually on my board right now.
Oh, yay. Okay. So mine is, the only way to handle life's challenges is to face them head on with perseverance, determination, and a positive attitude.
I love.
And I just think that's good for this topic. Yeah, it's really good for this topic. And, like, both of us, like, you have to have a good attitude about things, because it is all mental, right?
It's all,
like,
mental.
You can pretty much overcome anything if you put your mind to something. And so I think that is just, you got to do it. You got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do. That's what we were talking about earlier, too. What I have on my little board is, I put a little quote of the week on my board. And it says, discipline is the highest form of self-love. And I think that's very true.
Yeah.
And like challenges too. Any challenge, like, you just have to have your discipline.
I love that.
That was me getting back into my fitness groove this week.
Queen.
So. Yeah. All right.
Wow.
It was a great week catching up.
I hope you all had a good spooky season.
Yes. And we'll talk to you guys soon, because the holidays are coming up. And we love Christmas.
Yay. Yes.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another chaotic episode. If you enjoyed our conversation, please follow, rate, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We love hearing from you, and we want your voice to be a part of the conversation. That's right. We want your thoughts, comments, and burning questions. Whether it's a topic you'd love us to explore, a comment about a recent episode, or a question that's just been keeping you up at night, we want to hear it. You can find our social media and email in the show notes. We look forward to connecting with you. Bye. Bye.